Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. In order to fill out the garden bed, sculpt the yard, or even get the right tree in the right place, you'll need a plan. Here are some things to consider when landscaping this spring and summer. The first step can be done by yourself. Always start with the plot of the house and property. Then, before planning your work or searching for a contractor, figure out what you want. Things to consider are plant selection, but more importantly, plant function. This can include shade trees, knowing both their general location and size at maturity. If you're looking to just cover some ground, look into different types of grasses, but also look into perennial ground covers like sedges, creeping perennials, or mulch. Aesthetics are important, but construction sets the groundwork. If there is a path or retaining wall needed, then a contractor will be necessary. Along with shade, ground covers, and hardscapes, also think about irrigation needs and what the end product will look like. Pinpoint your needs and how they can be met. With the necessities highlighted, now comes the fun part. Landscape design is as much about art as it is about crafting a space. Plants in the landscape are often serving many different functions, but aesthetically, they provide color, texture, and form. Color is the obvious role here. People want flowers with pretty colors, variegated foliage, or even just green. Also keep in mind that even green foliage can skew blue or yellow. Some plants have red or purple summer foliage, and everything usually has a color change in the fall. Texture in the landscape is how something feels against the eye. Broad, flat foliage is attractive and can provide a tropical look, but breaking it up with fine foliage allows for the eye to wander. Fine textured foliage is fairly common in wildflowers like goldenrod, but can become messy or weedy in large masses. Try to balance between a jungle and a roadside. The last topic, form, can actually dictate what the landscape looks like. Form is the way plants are shaped. This can make the difference between a tight, round boxwood or barberry versus a spreading juniper. Trees like ash and elm spread into a vase shape, while pines are often pyramids or blocky. Using certain plants can help shape that part of the landscape with strong lines or gentle curves. Certain plants will also break up the understory into different levels. When landscaping, it's best to have a game plan before getting the hands dirty. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.